Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Thrive in EDU podcast. I am your host, Rochelle Denae Poth. I'm excited that you are joining in and listening today, and I hope that you will subscribe if you are not already a subscriber, and also check out my website, and I have a newsletter. You can get those at www.rdene915, which I will drop into the show notes. I'm also excited because today I have another guest with me, joining me, so I can have a conversation with somebody besides myself. And the guest that I have is somebody that I've known for a very long time, and I've been fortunate to be a guest on his podcast multiple times. I don't know if I'm the record holder or not, but we've had some podcast episodes together. He has co-hosted the Thrive O'Clock with me on occasion, and so it's great to have him here today. And so I want to send out a big welcome to Dr. Will for joining me.
Hey, thank you for the invitation.
You are welcome. And it's not that everybody can see you, but I can see you. So it's great to see you and always great to have conversations with you. We get to meet up in person. And so I've been very familiar with your work you've done for years. And I still talk about your, and we could dive into it too in our conversation, but just all of the interesting things that you've done and, you know, the documentary that you had done, just phenomenal work. And you're so passionate about education and supporting educators. And so I'm excited to have our talk today to talk about what you've been up to lately. So for people who may not know you, like I know you and the work that you do, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, what got you to where you are today?
I am a district instructional technologist with a K-12 school district in Mississippi. That is my 9-to-5. Outside of that, I am a podcast creator and host of the Dr. Will Show podcast, which is a business podcast for educators. In addition to that, I do some educational consulting where I work with schools primarily in being able to better integrate their learning management system into what they're doing. And, you know, I released a documentary. This is the 5th year anniversary of the documentary, The Entrepreneur, Making an Impact and Income. And a couple of weeks ago, I guess you could say I released my first book, which I didn't think I had it in me. But it is out there now, The Entrepreneur, Your Blueprint to Jumpstart and Scale Your Education Business. So that's it in a nutshell.
And I can't believe, I mean, time really does fly by, but I can't, well, congratulations, 5-year anniversary there, the Edupreneur documentary, which was really awesome. I remember watching it and I was just so interested because I think you had 8 different people that you interviewed, and they're people that a lot of educators know personally, or they've heard of, or they've seen speak, and you don't always know the background of what got them into that position and the work that goes into it and the time, and it, everything looks so great. You're like, oh, they're out speaking, they're doing all these things, but then the reality of it is all that was given up in the process to get there. And so, you know me, I love hearing the stories of people. I love sharing the stories of other people. And so I just thought that was such a phenomenal piece of work. I don't even know what to frame it as, but a documentary, of course, of what you did. And then just learning more about those people that I am friends with or that I'm connected with. And so that has to be very gratifying to see the success that you had with that. So congrats on that again. And then I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say I told you so about the book writing, because we had a conversation about that in the lovely city of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, I don't know if I can write the book. I'm like, yeah, you can write the book. Although I did pick a different topic of a book for you. So, you didn't go with the podcasting thing so much, but that's okay. But you did it. And so, tell us a little bit about what gave you the idea for doing the documentary, The Edupreneur.
It was actually Dr. Sarah. I interviewed her on my podcast and I told her, I said, you know, I would love to work with you, but I don't have a book in me. And she said, well, you can do a documentary. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, you're interviewing these people. You could do an interview and just create a narrative from the different interviews. And I said, oh, that sounds great. Okay, I can do that. And immediately, once she said, you know, let's do this, I was thinking of my first go-to was to say, let me do something on technology integration. But I was done with that conversation, right? I was like, I'm bored. I do this for my 9-to-5. I really need to do something differently. And, you know, I had pivoted my podcast to talk about educators creating businesses and talking about, you know, finances, personal finance, and those things has always been sort of like, you know, my thing that just tugging at me, something that I just can't let go. I can't walk away from. Even when I go, you know what, I don't know if I need to go there because, you know, I pay my mortgage with the ed tech stuff, but it's just like still there. I can't let it go. So I said, let me do this documentary on here on this very topic. And I came out with a list of eight people that I wanted to interview. And alhamdulillah, every one of them said yes. And I was shocked because if you are on, you know, Twitter, yes, I still call it Twitter. If you're on Twitter and you see and you see these names, and then you've gone to the conferences and these people are keynoting and they have books and all this stuff, you would go, what? They're sharing that type of information? And yes, they are sharing personal stories. Now, some stories were left out of the documentary, and not because they said, you know, no, but they just didn't fit in because, you know, no one wants to sit through 3 hours of anything, I guess, unless it's like the Avengers or something. But stuff had to be cut out. And so, but there were real personal stories in that. So that's how, you know, that came about. And I was really excited about it because, you know, in doing the interviews, I knew I had something special. And then when, you know, Dr. Sarah edited, and so she did like a first cut, and I said, okay, keep this, take this out, add this, do this. And it was just going back and forth until we found the that recipe that I was like, okay, this is what I want. And then, you know, she did the animation for it in the beginning. So I'm sitting here, I'm watching it. And with that project, it's kind of like if you've done anything of this magnitude, or if you've written a book or you've written a dissertation, you know, you get to a point where you keep seeing something so much and so often that you're like, you're done with it, but also you're like, I don't even trust myself at this point, because I've seen it so many times. What am I missing or whatever? So I was okay, I'm good. And so I was like, all right, this is nice. Okay, yeah. And it didn't really hit me until like people were, you know, showing me a couple of pictures of them watching it at their homes, or one person was watching it while she was working out. And then I decided, well, let me go to Vimeo and pull it up on the TV. And when I saw it on the big TV, I was like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. I did a little something. And so I was like, all right, this is okay. I have accomplished something in my life. And so I felt really good about what I was able to accomplish with Dr. Sarah, and really going behind the scenes, so to speak, of these people that we see on Twitter and hearing about their challenges, their successes, hearing about how this thing, this life, how it impacts family, or how other things come up. And so it was just a great journey to embark upon.
Yeah, and I know I had even written a blog post about it after watching it. And I mean, I think I watched it a couple of times, because there was so much to it. And like you said, they really, and I'm sure that you had lots more footage and 3 hours. Although I can say I would have watched all of it just because it was so very interesting, because the people that you see that are out there speaking and, you know, in all the different spaces, like, you see who they are now, and what they're doing, but you didn't necessarily know all the challenges and frustrations and struggles and everything that they went through to get there. And mm-hmm. we all experience that, but we don't always necessarily talk about that. And it's always, I always think of, I think Dave Burgess, when he speaks and somebody had said to him like, oh, well, it comes easy to you. And a lot of times you see people doing these things and you think, well, it's easy for them to do that, but you don't know the whole background story of what got them to that point. And yeah, of course, in some cases, I'm sure it is easy for some people because they're natural speakers, or it's just like they thrive on that and they've been doing it for years and they just have that talent for it. And for some other people, it's a constant struggle to get to that point. And so sharing that, and I know that whenever I watched it too, I am a big fan of quotes and pulling out like little ideas. And I remember for each of the people that you had in that gathering and writing down a bunch of different quotes. And it really made me think about things a lot differently. And I don't know, just really value the work that they do, but also kind of give a little push and some inspiration to say like, yeah, you know what? Like not everybody has success on the first try, and it takes years to get to a point, and you really have to invest in it. But what I liked about that and the work that you do too, it's like you get behind like, why are you doing what you do? How did you get here? What are the steps that somebody else that may want to do this can do and can start? It's going to be different for everybody, mm-hmm. but you are, and you've always been about, I think, like inspiring others and lifting others up. And so that's one of the things I like about you is that you are that person. And so I'm sure that putting that together and then seeing the end product was just like amazing, because I know how much of a wow it was for me and for other people that I know that had seen it. But for you, the creator, and all the time you put into, you know, contacting the people and having the conversations, and then of course, all the editing components of it to really put together something like that, something to be super proud of. So thank you for putting that together for all of the educators out there. So my next question for you is, now you have your book and you've had this kind of time gap. So when did you first think about writing this book, or when did the idea kind of come to you? Because you went from like, I don't know, I can't write a book, I'm not going to do it, to you've written a book and you're there.
It was a vanity thing, right? I saw people coming up in my timeline, I just signed a book deal, or I'm at Barnes and Noble's doing a signing of my book, I'm reading my book, I'm doing this stuff. And I was like, I want that too. Because the difference with a documentary is like people are sending me, you know, I have people again send me pictures of screens of TVs and whatever, but you can't go into a bookstore and pick up your book off the shelf and take pictures with it. You know, you can't do that sort of thing. So I was like, I want that moment. So I thought of, I was like, you know, let me do this thing. And then I really thought about, okay, what is missing? Because the documentary, I love it, but I was thinking, okay, there's something missing from a step of the, like the documentary is cool, but I'm thinking I needed a book for people to read the book first, watch the documentary, and then all of a sudden everything makes sense in a different way, right? You see things differently because you have this sort of foundation of how do I go from idea to actually creating a business X, Y, and Z. And now you get to hear from these people experiences and you go, oh, there we go. And so I approached Sarah. I said, hey, Dr. Sarah, I said, hey, I got a book. Okay. She's like, cool. And that was it. And then I just started. The first thing I did was I told I was going to build the book around The Edupreneur 2, because we've edited The Edupreneur 2 to about 95-90% done. So I did that and I said, let me build a book around that. And there were specific quotes and different things, whatever. I was like, hey, I like this pieces. And so then I started to write the book. Now, I first had someone, I kind of sent them some stuff and I said, okay, I need you to put together sort of an outline of something for me. And they sent it back. And I looked at it and there were some things in there. I was like, okay, this is cool. But I was like, all right, I need to blow this up. And that's when, you know, I said, I had asked you, I said, hey, would you do the forward for me? And then I had to go back and do the introduction and write all those things. And so that's, you know, just sort of how this book started to come about. And then, well, I don't know if this happens for other people, you know, because I haven't really talked to authors about this, but I had written maybe 45, you know, 50 pages. And then I let you read it. I let Mandy read it. I let, you know, someone else read it to kind of give me feedback of, okay, am I going in the right direction? Does this feel good? And then I took that feedback. And I'm also one of those people who, you know, my wife gets on me about this all the time. I just can't get out of bed and get ready for work. I have to get my mind going. And what gets my mind going is getting on YouTube and watching videos on business. And so I was watching these different videos from Harvard iLabs. And I love Sunny Lenarduzzi and Vanessa Lau. So I was watching all these videos and I said, okay, now let me start adding what I'm learning from these videos here. And then I put in those quotes from those people to kind of break up the dense information to where it doesn't feel like, you know, I'm just beating you over the head with information, but I have these stories in to kind of, you know, let you take a breather and added my own stuff, you know, of course, my own sort of stories for myself in there. And more stuff came, and then we got to a point where I'm giving it to Dr. Sarah. She is reading it, and then she's giving me feedback, and she's looking at it. I'm saying to myself, oh, I need to add this because I may have watched a podcast on YouTube about this. Oh, that's dope. Let me add this to the book. And so before we know it, the book was 130 pages going with just adding new stuff, because certain things would like pop into my mind, because I didn't go into it thinking, let me talk about IP or let me talk about contracts. But from watching these things and hearing other people, I said, oh, I need to put this in. And even with the IP, and ironically with the IP stuff, I was giving a Schoology refresh at my school district. And one of the teachers asked me, when I make these videos, when I do this stuff, who owns it? And I was like, thank you for the question. And I told her, if it's your equipment, you own it. If it's your software, your device, your resources, you own it. If you're using school stuff, they own it. And I was glad. I was like, okay, because that's why I put it in the book. Like, make sure you own everything that you're going to be creating this stuff with, so that you have complete ownership and control over it. And, you know, so there's stuff in the book about copyright, et cetera. So there's a lot of gems in the book. And so it's not like, you know, it's a good read, but it's like, you're going to get full from the book. So as someone from the South, you know, you're going to get some fried chicken, some cornbread. You're going to get some greens, some rice and gravy. You know, it's food. It's going to stick to the ribs. So that's what I have in the book.
I like how you food that's going to stick to the ribs, and there is so much in it. And I was fortunate to read through it, and I learned so much too. And it's things that before I started doing my consulting, I'm like, gee, I wish I would have known this before. Cause you dive in sometimes like just, oh yeah, I'll figure it out as I go, because there really wasn't anything out there. I mean, you can gather multiple different books and resources and things and pick up pockets of information. But in reality, who has time to do all of that anymore? Like, there's never enough time. And it occurred to me, we've been talking about the edupreneur, and there are some people who may be thinking like, wait a minute, do they mean entrepreneur? Because they're saying edupreneur. And so for anybody who doesn't know what an edupreneur is, and you might be inferring it. How would you describe it to somebody?
I would say it is an educator with an entrepreneurial heart. And so I mean an educator who is using their talents, their skill sets, their knowledge base, everything they've learned as an educator to monetize it outside of the classroom. And so that requires you to shift your mind and your heart to an entrepreneur, right? So you're not giving stuff away. Well, you're not giving it all away for free, because some stuff you do need to give away for free in terms of content creation, but you're not giving it all away for free. You're not, you know, getting wrapped up into these ed tech companies like Pick Me, Choose Me, like Grey's Anatomy, you know, because I don't want to get some folks in trouble, because these companies will get, these companies will gas you up and don't pay you anything. But you are creating content for them, right? And so I don't do anything like that for the free. I'll give you an invoice, but I know I'm doing it for the free. So I'll get somebody in trouble. But but yes, that's what I'm losing my thoughts right now. But that's what an entrepreneur is. It is that teacher who is looking at themselves as a business, and more, I don't want to say more than a classroom teacher, but are thinking of themselves where they are taking control over who they are and what they are and what they bring to the table. Because too often as educators, we martyr ourselves for our school districts, right? We give. We do all of this work, and we are have a profession where you can't go back and ask for a raise, right? You can be that teacher where your students, according to state tests, 3/4 of your kids could have scored a perfect score. Your school district will say, hey, congratulations. They may take a picture of you, put it on social media, give you a plaque or a certificate, but you're not getting a bonus.
Right.
Right. They're not going to say, you know what, let me give you an extra $5,000 next year. Doesn't happen. So this is about you taking control over your career, your finances. And also, hopefully, when people read the book and get into this whole mindset of thinking of themselves as that business, that even if you may not say to yourself, I'm not ready to actually create a business, but you have taken these skills to understand that you have marketable skills that you can take with you. And also, don't stay somewhere where you are not filled, right?
Right.
You know, because, you know, you we've all been there talking to teachers at a conference or even in the hallway somewhere. And they are just like, I am done. Right. This is not for me. X, Y, and Z. But they stay.
Yeah.
Right. They stay. They stay. They're miserable. Instead of saying to themselves, I have all of these marketable skills that I can go in, create a business. I can, be, you know, take the next step in my career or just go to another school district. Right. And so I know this is a little tangent off of what I'm talking about, the original intent of the book. But I do want educators to, again, as an entrepreneur, to think of themselves as a business. And as a business, you make certain decisions, whether you monetize them or not. But for the case of the book, this is about monetizing your talents. This is about you saying, you know, I like speaking. So why not become a speaker? Why not become someone who moderates panels? For that teacher who at your school district, they love creating anchor charts. They love creating activities. They love creating these consumables. Like they get lost in it. Why not create a TPT store or create your own store where people can buy stuff directly from you? For the educator who has these skills where, let's say, student A cuts up everywhere, but student A gets to your class and student A is a star student. And people are looking at you going, how did you do that? You have something to share that other teachers need to hear that you can monetize. And so that's my thing. I want educators to not only live a better life and be great, have their cups filled as educators, but I want them to also reap the financial benefits of it as well.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of things too, just about your book is that, like, for me, when I created my LLC, everybody else was starting to create their LLCs and I come up with a name for it. And I struggled. I'm like, I don't know what to name it. And then, you know, there's things in there about, you know, like your finances. And there's just so much that's in there. I mean, having meetings and things that, like, you don't necessarily consider. Like, I certainly didn't when I started. I just did hey, I'm going to go into consulting. And that was 5 years ago, just part-time, really. Something just, you know, on the side in addition to teaching. And then now I say I teach full-time and I consult full-time because I do work with some different companies and organizations and go to conferences and not always as a paid speaker. I love to go to conferences and learn. And because I get to see people that I'm friends with and make new connections. And so it's that whole package deal. But for somebody that picks up your book and is thinking about, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm listening. And Dr. Will is talking about, like, your example about the student that's in your class is just amazing. Like, what are you doing? I mean, everybody has something that is unique to them and it can definitely help others, which is why I've always said, like, even if you write a blog or you put out an episode of a podcast and only one person listens to it or reads it, it might just be that one person that needed it that's going to make a huge difference in their life and in their path as an educator. But the thing with your book too is going through, like, I'm reading it and I'm like, gosh, there's so much that I don't know. And it doesn't have to be some big, like, full position that takes up hours upon hours. It can be something little that you do that you start with and you build your skills, but it's nice how your book breaks everything down about what somebody who is thinking, like, yeah, I would kind of like to try this out. Sounds good, but thinking, you know, what is my thing that I'm going to do? Okay, what are the first steps that I need to take? And then with so many possibilities out there for, I mean, all the things, you know, your accounting, which that's something I need to work on. I'm going to have to go back and check out some of your recommendations about that. But the other thing I really like about your book too, is that you have stories in it from other people and what they're doing and what they've done that people can, you know, think, oh, that sounds just like me, or it's very similar and I can follow their path, what they took. And I know some of our friends are in there. I think Dr. Shelley is in there and Valerie is in there and there's some others, but I love that you involved the information and insights from people that are actually doing this so that people can see the transitions and, oh, well, they're still working in a school and I don't know how they find time in their day because we're so busy in the work we do in school. But the nice part about this too is, like, when you do get involved in the consulting and you evolve into being an entrepreneur, it's very fulfilling because for me, I'm often asked, well, oh, you're still in the classroom. Why don't you just go full-time consulting? And I always say, because I like both. I love being in the classroom. I love working with students and with teachers. I value my authenticity, but I also enjoy working with other school districts and organizations and tech companies sometimes because that helps me to learn. But I also feel like I can be kind of intermediary between them and work with them. And so it's fun. And of course, there is a financial aspect of it as well, because you can earn some income and sometimes it's not a lot. And sometimes you do things for free, especially if you get out there and you're working with, like, an edtech startup. But when you believe in what somebody is trying to create and provide for educators, then it's not so hard to do that. So anyway, I went off on a little bit of a tangent there too, but just thinking about your book and the layout of it, and, you know, from the first time that I read it to see how much has changed from the initial layout of it. And the other thing I like about it too, and not a lot of books do this. Some books will have, like, questions for reflection at the end so that you kind of, like, wrap in your own mind, oh, okay, now where do I go from here? but you provide actual space in the book for that, for somebody to take down some notes and some other guidelines and questions from other people. So it is a book that gives information, but also promotes reflection. And I think that that is key, especially as an educator. So those are just a couple, more than a couple of the things that I want to call out about your book. But what, anything else that you would like people to know about it? And I will share like where they can get a copy of it. They can contact you for a signed copy of it, which would be awesome as well. Schools could think about, you know, in like higher ed, getting this for their students who are interested in moving into, you know, multiple areas of education and work. But anything else that you would like to share for listeners to know?
I love what you said about the book. Thank you very much. It is what I wanted to do with this book, and hopefully I have accomplished my goal in doing so, is when you are thinking about how do I make this happen, I wanted to lay out a roadmap for you to make it happen. Because for a lot of us who get into this work, it is by accident, right? We start presenting at conferences, and your name starts to kind of float around somewhere. And then someone approaches you and say, hey, can you come here? Can you do that? And you go, yeah. And then, you know, you have a little fun and maybe you get a check. And then you get the check. You go, ah, I like this. But then how do I make this legit? Right? Because you don't want to just sort of just be out there doing things. And quite honestly, there are going to be some places that are going to require you to have things like business insurance and other things that if you are not aware of, you know, you got to know. And so that's what I wanted to do with the book, is to make sure that I walked you through from checking in with yourself, right? Am I ready for this? Do I really want to do this? What does this really mean? Through business formation, getting your business a legal structure that you can use, because you're also in going to get a business account, banking account, you're going to need that business structure. You're also going to need an EIN number. So those are things like that. To get a business loan, you're going to need that information as well, and understanding what other ways you can do that. You know, normally you can do it yourself. Well, not normally, but you can do it yourself by going to your state secretary of state and filling out paperwork on there and whatever filing fee they have, or you can go through a registered agent such as LegalZoom, which will do it for you. But understanding that there's paperwork that needs to be resubmitted every year. So if you do it yourself, you got to remember, oh, I got to make sure I fill out this paperwork to keep my business legal in my state, versus going with a registered agent. It's going to cost you a little more money, but they'll do that paperwork for you every year. They'll update that information for you. To, again, understanding business insurance, understanding your credit score, because by the way, your personal credit score impacts your business credit score. And though you may first start out and you may be thinking, well, I don't need business credit, but if you are going to create a certain type of business, and quite honestly, there are educators out there who do have those type of big education consulting companies where they actually hire people or they have contractors with them. Getting business credit to expand your business is something that you may really want to do. And so your personal credit will impact you, your business credit, you actually getting a business line of credit, right? And so understanding that, understanding content creation, because when you do this, you want to start to create content that falls in line with what you're doing. So you don't want to just be online just willy-nilly doing all kind of stuff. You want to make sure, and you do this very well in terms of you write about ed tech, you post about ed tech, you post about AI. You're not on here posting about recipes or your love of cooking or your love of travel, because that doesn't, you know, that may be part of who you are as an individual, but that doesn't fit your business brand, right? And so when you're putting out this content, you're creating this content, you want to make sure that is out there reaffirming who you are, building that like, know, and trust factor, not only with your fans and building a community, but for potential clients, right? So when they see you, when someone says, hey, you need to go call that Dr. Rochelle, she's killing this AI thing. And what do we do now with anyone? You Google. And so when they Google, You want what comes up for you to amplify what you're saying, that you come out as the expert voice, a thought leader in that field. So we talk about that. We talk about your, again, that falls in line with your content buckets and different problems that you're going to solve. Because as an entrepreneur, you're not Walmart. What I mean by Walmart, you know, when you go to Walmart, you could go grab some steaks, you can go buy a TV, you can get your oil change, you can do all kinds of stuff under one building, but you're not going to do that as an entrepreneur. You're going to find one single problem that you're going to solve. And from that single problem, you can kind of branch out a little bit, but everything needs to be connected, right? And so in the book, you're going to find out the five different problems that business will have and figure out what you're going to do to which one of those your strategies you're going to use to solve your problem. And also there's the ask method in that book, right? The ask method, which is about you going to potential clients and asking them, what do you need? Because just because you like something, just because you want to do something, doesn't mean someone's going to pay for it, right? So you want to make sure that what you're doing will actually solve the problem that there are, because you know, a one-off can be great. A one-off can pay for a vacation. A one-off can, depending on how much that money is, can help you remodel a kitchen. A one-off can do, you know, some things. But the goal of creating this business is to create contracts where you can work with a school district and really have a greater impact, where you can work with them 3 months, 6 months. And that comes with a bigger house tag, which involves RFP process and all kind of stuff. So all of that stuff is in the book, right? This isn't, you know, this is a business book for educators by an educator. And I tried to really make sure that everything that you really need to know about business to create the business that you want to create is in the book.
And you definitely did. And you did it in a digestible format. It's not some gigantic book. It does give all of those gems, like you said. And so for anybody who's interested and you're thinking, they're listening now and you're like, yeah, this actually sounds pretty good. Like, why didn't I think about this before? Well, now's your chance. So if you want to dive on in, a couple things you should do. You should definitely check out the Dr. Will podcast, because he's had some great episodes. May or may not have a couple with me on them. But the conversations that you have, the questions that you ask really help people to think through things. And I always enjoy listening to those. I definitely recommend people go back and check out the documentary. And of course, pick up a copy of this book for you. Teacher Appreciation is coming up in May, I think. So why not? Or, you know, just it's a really good read, and it's insightful. And even if you're not necessarily, and this is what another thing I like about the book too, it's like, even if you're not necessarily thinking about going down this route and becoming an entrepreneur, or, you know, doing a consulting, the information that you offer is applicable in so many areas of life anyway. Like, it really does give good information for people on different topics. So I recommend it. I have read it. I definitely endorse it. I hope that people will pick it up. And any last words, Dr. Will, that you want to share before we wrap up for today?
I want you to, of course, I want you to buy it, and I'm asking for your support in buying it and sharing it with the people that you work with. And again, letting people know what you do. And if you buy it, take a picture of it, throw your Apple up, take a picture of it, and share it with me on social media so that I can see it. Other people can see that you have purchased it, and that we can build a community of educators who are out there really ready to make the impact and the income.
I love it. Make the impact and the income. So, well, thank you for joining me today. It's been a great conversation. I always enjoy our chats, and of course, having a podcast with a guest is always fun too. So thank you for being here. And for everybody who's listening, and you heard him say it, pick up a copy, take your Apple or Team Android and post a picture of that on any of the socials. It'd be great to see everybody reading and learning from it. So thanks for listening. We will catch you the next time.